USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The storm that slammed California with up to 15 inches of rain and more than 100 inches of snow before dumping a foot of snow on the Midwest is now hitting the Northeast. And as it did in California, the system will stall out, burying cities of the Northeast under their biggest snowfall in years. The weather causing havoc even when it comes to vaccinations in New York City.
Vaccinations are canceled today. They're also going to be canceled tomorrow. It'll be icy. It'll be treacherous. We do not want seniors, especially out in those conditions. So we're going to have vaccinations off for today and tomorrow. Come back strong on Wednesday. We'll be able to catch up quickly.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Biden administration trying to locate upwards of 20 million vaccine doses that have been sent to states but have now gone missing. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A World War II vet who helped raise money for the coronavirus pandemic has now been hospitalized with COVID-19.
A 100-year-old British veteran who went viral for raising millions for National Health Service charities is now fighting the coronavirus himself. According to his daughter, Captain Sir Tom Moore was admitted to a hospital after needing assistance breathing. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Moore became known around the world for walking 100 laps of his backyard before his 100th birthday, hoping to raise £1,000 for charity. After his story went viral, nearly £33 million were raised for the NHS. The Army veteran was knighted in July. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pro-life legislators in Iowa want to amend their state's constitution to explicitly exclude a right to abortion or public funding for abortion. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled in 2018 that a woman had a right to an abortion under the Iowa Constitution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden's Secretary of State is keeping his eye on a situation overseas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered 5 decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Newly elected Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said that a left-wing smear campaign against her has backfired and warned more MAGA reinforcements are on the way. As Democrats continue to go after Greene and are even planning on introducing a resolution to expel her from Congress, newly elected Republican Congressman from South Carolina Nancy Mace reminds everyone on CNN.
We see it in the Democratic Party, too. We've seen anti-Semitism in certain members of the squad. We saw a Bernie Sanders supporter shoot at GOP members during their softball game. We've seen Maxine Waters talk about using assault or, you know, going after Republicans who are members of the President Trump's staff. I mean, this has been going on for a number of years, and so it's just really tough to watch it on both sides of the aisle, and this is where we are today.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.